Tkachuk celebrating as the Florida Panthers, for the second straight season, will play in the Eastern Conference Final.
I do want to say I'm a little disappointed still that we're not playing.
But we're going to be aggressive, you know, to be able to complement what we currently have.
Omark was traded for forward Mark Kastelic and goaltender Jonas Korpisalo, as well as the 25th overall pick in this week's NHL draft.
It's a win for me because you had to trade Linus Omark. It just wasn't going to work to have him come back.
The Boston Bruins just made two enormous signings.
The Boston Bruins making a pair of moves. Wow, this from Darren Dreger. Boston lands both Elias Lindholm and Nikita Zadorov.
Try to look at Bergeron as much as possible. I don't want to compare myself or anything like that.
In my past teams, people were calling me Big Z. Please do not ever call me Big Z now.
Contract negotiations, we are still negotiating this way. I hope that he's ready to play come training camp. You know, we've got some things to work out, and I'm sure we'll get there.
I can't ruin the goalie market for other guys that are going to be in my shoes down the line. I went to the School of Business for the University of Maine.
I do believe that he'll be in before December 1st.
A lot of resentment towards people that want you to succeed.
I have 64 million reasons why I'd be playing right now.
Bruins put out a statement themselves. 8 years, 66 million.
Hey fans, it's Sway here. I'm so excited to be back. And I thank all of you for all the support.
Show with Christian Arcan and Andy Hart starts now on WEEI.
Great work there from Brian Frazoco. A nice recap of the offseason for your Boston Bruins, the Jeremy Swayman drama, the loss to the Florida Panthers, the other acquisitions that were made, which I feel like got overshadowed a bit here. What?
I was just going to say, better mashup than trending, if you listen to the first trending.
I wasn't going
to
mention that, but okay.
I thought you were going to intentionally mispronounce my name and you were going to be better for that.
He redeemed himself. That was tough.
Brian
Frazokas. Frazokas? Anyhow.
And sad news out of the MLB world, as Luis Tionte passed away to... The worst part is I paused. I paused and then
no, the
still
worst
screwed
part
it up
is
again.
You screwed up the first and the last name of a legend in the city when he just passed away. That's the worst part.
That's probably the worst part, I'd say, yeah.
Got the pause calls, is people yelling at me. They just wanted to call just to yell at me.
Yeah, they should. You deserve it. You just have to say, sorry. My bad.
City of Boston, you know, I apologize.
When Hunter Henry false started and just went,
my bad. That's what you need to do. Just
pretty much it, yeah.
My bad.
Anyway, you'll have other chances over the course of the day to get that
name worse.
Right. Or make it worse. I guess you could do that, too. Anyways, Jeremy Swayman has signed. Jeremy Swayman has signed with the Bruins. We didn't even really mention it at all yesterday, but that happened over the weekend. It's a number that I think he liked, that I like. Bruins probably didn't like, because they said 64, and then it ended up getting bumped up a little bit to about, I think, like 66 or something along those lines for the 8 years. I think everybody wins here. Honestly, I do, especially after this news about Igor Shesterkin and what he just turned down from the New York Rangers, which we'll get to in a second. But let's just go ahead and start with Swayman, with that number, him and the Bruins, I guess, reconciling enough to be able to put pen to paper here, even though it seemed like some feelings were definitely hurt on both ends here. And now he's your goalie. He's your goalie of the future, your goalie for the next 8 years at what I think is a pretty reasonable number. What do you think, Ian?
Yeah, no, I think he won. Because I think just on the pure number, 64 was thrown out there angrily by Cam Neely.
Yes.
And he gets 66. And it's up from what his agent even said, which was 62.4 or something, 62.6. So I think he got a little bit more out of it. He didn't ruin the market. He certainly didn't reset the goalie market by any. I think this is
Igor is about to, though.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like, yeah.
Or not. If sooner or later he has to accept a deal to really reset the market.
True.
No, but I think you take this as a win for Swayman. And watching the press conference the other day, and I don't know how much of it you watched, it was hard to get a read on where he is emotionally because I felt it was very fake. Almost political. Like a question would be asked and then he would kind of steer it in a different direction, just where he wanted to steer it. So I have no idea, and I guess we have an example of the politician, Jeremy Swayman, answering questions.
So this is where he was asked if he was looking to reset the goalie market, yes. And here was his response.
Again, I respect the fact that you had to ask that question, and to be honest, I'm just so excited to be a Boston Bruin. And the fact that we went through this, you know, process and the tools that I learned with it, it's gone now. And all I care about is being a Bruin, and the fact that I could do that for 8 years and instill myself as a leader and as a true member of this city is all I care about right now, and I couldn't be happier.
Is that a yes or is that a no? I missed it in there.
I don't think it was a yes or a no. It wasn't anything.
It was weird.
It was just him talking about how great it is to be on the Bruins. It had nothing. I mean, really, he didn't reset the market, so
no.
It's sort of hard for him to say, yeah.
But he doesn't sound angry there.
That was the plan. I don't think he is angry.
He's imparting happiness. I'm just really excited to be a Bruin. I'm glad I can be here forever. Like, he kept going back to that a number of times, which I guess is what you want. Like, if that's genuine, that's all water under the bridge. We did business. He said something there about the tools and the business or something. But if he got to a place where he wanted to be, a long-term contract to be a Bruin, then that should be water under the bridge. And he's making good money.
Yeah.
He didn't reset the market, but I actually think...
For what the market is right now, he's doing very well. What it's going to turn
into,
maybe,
resume.
You know, in a few years, you might be thinking differently.
On both
right
sides.
Now, yeah.
Like, there could be the... Because if he's not what the Bruins think he is, he could be overpaid. Right? If he's not a franchise goalie.
If he has a disappointing season, that's going to be bad news for the Bruins.
Absolutely.
That's bad news for everybody.
Now, I think...
Except Swayman, because he's getting paid.
But. Most people are hopeful that he's going to continue to develop. Mm-hmm. He is a franchise goalie, and the cap goes up, and you're looking favorably upon this contract. But there is some risk of you signed an 8-year deal, and if I remember reading the details correctly, he, for the first 2 seasons, they could trade him. But after that, there's a note full, no movement, then like a partial no movement. Like, he's got a big contract that he'll have some sway in terms of the trade market. You see what I did there? Professional.
Pretty good.
Learn, Brian.
Jeremy Swayman, 8 years, $66 million. I think that there is in 2026 to 2029, a no movement clause. 2030, a 10-team trade list. 2031, a 10-team no trade list.
So if I'm reading that correctly, you could trade him in the first 2 years?
It sounds like it says 26 to 29. So I'd say
this year and
this
next
is 24-25. Next year's 25-26. Starting in 26. I don't know if that means starting in the year that begins in 26. I'm not sure. I couldn't tell you that.
I don't think
they
want to trade him. I think they want him to be their goalie. They traded Ullmark, but...
They traded Ullmark. They watched Corpusalo in the preseason, and they said, let's get this deal done.
Well, and now funny thing is, now you have 11 and change wrapped up in the goalies, right?
In both of them, yeah.
Yeah. So you can't just turn your back on him. You still need Corpusalo to be a good Ullmark, a good second goalie, a good pairing. Now, maybe not as good as Ullmark, maybe not a Vezina and an All-Star, whatever that.
Sure.
But you're still expecting him to be pretty good, right? He's not making nothing.
No, he's not. And that was part of the return there for Ullmark. And I think that having Bussy up, and maybe that's part of it too, like maybe those guys are competing now for the backup goalie job, but you have him signed, you have some real money committed to him, you figure out what to do with that. Right now, the Bruins have no cap space at all. They have like $200,000 in cap space.
Right.
It's really like they're up against it like you wouldn't believe. And I don't know if there's any team out there that's going to be willing at this point to trade for Corpusalo even as a backup, just based on how bad he was last year, but that would free up about, you know, $3 million or $2+ million, and that could mean a lot to the Bruins if they want to really get something like that done, if they believe in Bussy as the backup. I could see that happening. I don't think you made a big commitment to Corpusalo.
No, but you did commit to him tonight.
Yeah.
Yesterday, as of yesterday, they were like, oh, I don't know, who could maybe Swayman, and it does look like Corpusalo is going to start tonight, assuming they play. I'm still going with their playing. I haven't seen any updates out of Florida.
Yeah.
With the hurricane bearing down, Hurricane Milton.
Seem a little irresponsible to play this game tonight, maybe? I don't know.
Where is the hurricane exactly?
I don't know.
When is it landing?
It's over the water. I feel like it was not supposed to really hit until tomorrow.
Yeah, tomorrow afternoon.
That's the thing.
Still
but
weird.
It's
weird. Like, you're telling everybody to get the hell out, but before you get out, catch a nice hockey game.
Yeah, enjoy some Florida Panthers hockey right here in Sunrise, Florida.
But pack up, so when you leave the parking lot, just head north and get the hell out of the state.
It is weird how Florida is like the hockey center of the universe right now.
Yeah, it's a little...
They won the cup. They're going to be raising the banner. Everybody's all excited. And and it's like, oh yeah, there's one of the worst hurricanes, at least in the water right now. Did you see that? Did you see that picture with like the tiny eye and like all the red around? Oh, yeah. And they're like, everybody who's, I don't know what it is, but everyone who's the meteorologist looking at it, like, we've never seen anything like this before. In the human history, we've never seen
one
a storm like this before.
One
yeah.
of them cried.
The guy in South Florida I've who's never seen a million
that.
Of these.
Never seen that before. A meteorologist cry when looking not at the devastation, but at the hurricane itself. It hasn't hit yet.
Which has not hit yet.
It's going to kill people. Like, there's going to be reason to cry later in all likelihood, but I've never seen somebody cry just at the size and intent. And it was like, and it just dropped 50 millibars?
Yeah.
And like, for, like, it's the worst, like, Armageddon. It's
right.
going to end the world.
Like, he's announcing the end of the West.
Right.
What
That's
like.
What
yeah.
it felt like. And it seemed like a bit
how about
much.
How about the mayor who was like, if yeah. you don't evacuate, you're going to die?
She yeah. literally said that. If you don't leave, you will. I've never heard a mayor say that.
Scare
ever.
Tactics. And the lightning move to Carolina.
I bet you that one worked. That scare tactic, I bet you worked.
Well, they've tried it
move
before.
Move or die, I'd say, no. is a pretty effective one.
There will be people that ride it out.
I'm sure there will be. I'm just
and...
saying, if I heard that, I'd be scared.
Because I have heard before, not the stay and die. It was more the... If you stay, we cannot save you. We will not try to save you. We will not be able to sit like that.
Right.
This was a little more succinct and direct, and you stay, you die.
Yeah.
But yeah, the Lightning moved to Carolina, I believe, for training for the rest of the week.
Okay.
But the Bruins, apparently, and Panthers are going to play tonight.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll give you an update if we hear anything on that. By the way, the Shesterkin report, this is from Kevin Weeks in one of his weird little videos where he's like, he was in front of like a SpongeBob statue or something, and you could just see his eyes and not his nose or mouth, and he didn't actually say anything in the video, but the tweet said that Igor Shesterkin turned down an 8-year, $88 million contract from the New York Rangers. So for you math majors out there, that's $11 million AAV, considerably more than what Swayman just got. And this is Shesterkin, who is a very good goalie, won the Vezina his first year as a starter in New York, has made it to two conference finals, was an all-star once, never won a championship. This is your goalie market, all right? Like, Cam Neely and all them, they can be, you know, growling and snarling about what they think Swayman did. This is what the market's going to be, all right? This is the way it's going. It's not going to stop. Once the train's out of the station, it's not going backwards. Like, this is the way these things go.
So you think this is a win for the Bruins then?
I think in
they
a way...
They wrapped up
yes.
their goalie at a palatable price when prices are going to soar.
I don't think they look at it that way, but I think so. I think everybody kind of won here. I do. I think that Swayman got the number he wanted. I think the Bruins, whether they know it now or not, are getting a very good goalie, a franchise goalie at what I think is going to be, as time goes on, a very palatable number for them, and that they're going to look at it and be like, yeah, we did okay here. We made out pretty good with this.
Do you think there is a you and I obviously had a pretty good tete-a-tete back and forth last
week. I don't recall that. I don't
was
know.
Was that Friday?
Was it?
I feel like we were the impetus to get this done. Like, people are screaming on the radio. We got to get this deal done. It's really reached chaotic levels. But do you think there was any damage done to the fan support for Swayman?
100%, yes.
And how bad? Like, is it bad that
it
it's going to linger? Or is it... You know, one shutout, and it's like, ah, glad we got him.
I think people are going, once he plays well, people are going to still remember that, but they're not going to talk about it anymore. If he plays badly, and I do think that there was, no offense, a little bit of like a boomer thing to it, like, ah, in my day, we took the money we wanted, and we just said thanks for the opportunity and all that. It's sort of like the divide.
You calling me a boomer?
I thought you had a little bit of a boomerish take on that.
I thought you had a sucker homer take, so we can revisit this if you want.
Yeah, that's okay. I mean,
your head was so far up Swayman's cutucus that no one could see you when you were yelling.
Couldn't see you up Neely's either. So, but either way, I think that there's sort of the same thing with Tristan Cassis. He's a good player. Young people really like him, and old fans don't like him. And I think the same thing was starting to happen with Swayman. I think young fans of the Bruins were like, get Swayman, get whatever it takes, bring him in, we like him, this is the goalie. And I think that there were some older fans, or just different fans, who weren't into that. And there was a bigger split. I think mostly Swayman had a lot of fans coming into this whole negotiation, and this is the type of thing that happens when you play hardball and when you hold out and when you miss camp and when you know, maybe not be ready for the season to start. There's going to be backlash for that, but Swayman sort of looked at it and thought, if it's worth it to me if I make an extra, however, $16 million here.
Which is why if I were him, I'd be careful when I tell them I'm ready to go before I get out there. I need to make sure I'm actually ready. And I know he said he was working out at BU and
right.
he feels like he's in shape, and when they tell me I'm ready, I'll be ready kind of thing. But I think if you have a couple bad games early, questionable games early, that is going to fuel the distaste that the negotiations left with some people.
Yeah.
Including me, maybe.
Yeah.
Because I didn't really like his press conference either.
Yeah.
He's weird.
He's definitely, I mean,
your comparison to Cassis might be part of it. He seems like a weird dude. And
all,
I know
goalies
are
weird.
I know,
every goalie in the world's weird.
Be weird and don't talk. But when okay. you tell me that you're weird, now you kind of annoy me.